of paramount importance is the loving healing of one's heart. Our world needs us to heal ourselves. Our healing will be the healing of the world. So, we will continue to heal ourselves and to learn to truly love ourselves. We'll go straight into meditation today. So please take a comfortable seated position, whatever is right for you. A kind posture, upright but not at all rigid, balanced, being gentle with yourself, being kind, and allowing your eyes to gently close. We're going to meditate just as we did in the last session in part one, and I will introduce another technique along with it that can work really well. And we'll go a little deeper this session. So coming into the heart space and reflecting that your heart has room for love or hatred, but not for both. One of these leads to misery and the other joy. And the great thing about that is you get to choose which of those states you live in. So take a moment to appreciate something about yourself, no matter how small. This is a gentle kindness to yourself. If you can't think of anything, just thank yourself for taking this time to heal. And just sit in this precious moment, feeling whatever arises, listening to sounds. We're not pushing anything away. The slamming of a door, the sound of chatter, whatever you can hear is the sound of life, and our intention is to become fully alive. So we bring it all in, into your heart center, allowing, remaining open, aware, welcoming, greeting your experience with loving kindness. And feeling the breath in the heart center, right in the center of your chest, feeling this force of life. Collecting everything into this point. Dropping your attention down from the head and really connecting with this heart center now. And when your mind does wander into thinking, notice that your attention has wandered away from the heart center and back to the head, and just gently keep bringing it back to this point. the feeling of expansion and contraction that happens with the breath. Breathing in and out from this point, visualizing the breath as warm, golden light, like evening sun rays. Whatever is here should be here for now. Everything's welcome. We feel all of it. Just breathing in and out from the heart center. And as you breathe in, drawing in this warm, golden light, healing, warming, and deeply relaxing. And bringing to mind your phrases, your loving thoughts you send to yourself. May I be happy. May I be happy. Feel as if you are speaking this quietly from within your heart center. You can even imagine that there's a mouth there speaking it, if that helps. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. Don't worry about remembering all of these phrases. You can just repeat 2 or 3 if you find that better. The main thing is to connect with this loving intention you are sending to yourself. And send it whether it feels real or not. As you heal, this will more and more become your natural inclination towards yourself. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. Repeating over and over, like a mantra from the heart. Our true nature, at the very deepest core of us, is love. in the pure form of love, hatred, anger, fear, all of these negative states are cast out. And they're cast out because the heart, at its purest, has the quality of absolute fullness. So we carry on filling the heart with the phrases, may I be happy, may I be well, may I be safe and protected, may my heart and mind awaken and be free. Building this energy within, this warm, loving, kind energy. For every drop of loving energy or hatred that flows from you out into the world, an ocean of that self-same energy must first be roused within you. We can only overflow from the flood that rises from within, and we get to keep what's left behind. So let that be love and kindness. You are always the main beneficiary of your own kindness, and you're always the main victim of your own hatred. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. And trying to connect with these phrases at the very deepest part of you. Repeating them over and over, gently, slowly, meaningfully. When you get tied up in your thoughts, notice that you're drawn back up into your head and just drop the thought. There's nothing to think about or resolve, so drop it from the head and down into the heart center, almost like drips of nectar. And when there, connecting with the breath again, and the phrases, and the golden glow of healing light. And you have to find what works for you. Maybe just the phrases, or maybe visualization on its own is enough. You find your way, because we're all different. Find what works for you and build on that. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. may I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. And now I want you to bring to mind a being or many who would wish you well, beings who love you. You can pick one or several. Imagine them there, now, in front of you, smiling. If you pick many, they can totally surround you. They can be loved ones, family members, anyone. If you have a connection to a spiritual figure like the Buddha or Jesus, you can sit them in front of you too. It could be formless spiritual beings, angels, any benevolent being that would send you love. It could be a dog or a cat. You might want to remember the love you felt for the puppy. And imagine these kind and loving beings beaming this warm, healing golden glow from their hearts to yours, and receive this love. Receive it right into your heart center. Hearing them collectively say, may you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe and protected. May your heart and mind awaken and be free. See their smile and feel their love projected from their hearts into yours, filling you up, healing you, protecting you. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe and protected. May your heart and mind awaken and be free. Just basking in that glow of love. And here I am, sending this same loving energy to you right now, from my heart to yours. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe and protected. May your heart awaken, and may you become completely free. May you walk this world with ease, freed from troubles and free from danger. May all good come to you. May all healing occur within you. May your fears dissolve. May you become a light, a radiant person, filled with love. And now, whenever you are ready, open your eyes and bring this lovely, peaceful heart out into this world to radiate loving kindness to all. That last part we did is helpful if you struggle to send yourselves love, which we can very easily do, especially here in the West. So experiment and see what works for you. What allows this loving energy to be generated in your heart? It's the energy we're concerned with, not the technique or mechanism. Never before in our lifetime have we so desperately needed to be a light in this world. This training of your heart will overspill into your life, and it will change the lives of others. Everyone you meet, you'll be a blessing to. So please, send this out to anyone who needs to hear it. And if you haven't, please subscribe to these podcasts. And I'll see you for part 3 soon. In the meantime, try to practice part 1 and 2 every day. Do what you can. And this will help you as we progress through the stages. If you have any questions, you can contact me on Instagram at mindfulnessman. In fact, come and join me there anyway. Sending you loving kindness.